were going to a Unitarian church, and they break the congregation up into smaller pods that they call chalice groups. And so we ended up in the same chalice group, and there was a bass violinist in our group who was a very good cellist, and he was doing a open mic at a local pub, and invited us all to be there, and Karen and I were the only two who showed up, and we hit it off, and the rest is history, I guess. We did hiking together when she was up to it. We went to concerts and plays, and just hung out and cooked together. We're doing crossword, not crossword, but jigsaw puzzles, and we both are kind of spiritual explorers. So, we talk a lot about faith traditions and cultural and that sort of thing. But we have similar interests. Karen has been a tremendous inspiration. She's just the definition of grace under pressure. It was clear to me that a good amount of her anxiety was about what the end state was going to look like. And both of my parents have passed. They were obsessed with that. All of my sisters have died. They were obsessed with that. So it's a lodestone. It's the elephant in the room. It's always in back of mind, I guess. But it's not all bad, because it makes you appreciate the time that you have together.